Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. We serve an awesome God. An awesome God. Yes, he's awesome.
He's awesome in every way that you could ever imagine. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, we serve an awesome God. We exalt him this day, this minute, this very opportunity that he has given us. Yes, we just serve him. Yes, we call on him. Why? Because he's omnipotent. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. Hallelujah. Nobody could top him. Nobody could outmatch him. Glory to God. He is an awesome God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank him tonight. We thank him and we bless you for taking the time to come and be with us. Yes, we serve an awesome God. Yes, he's mighty in every way. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, he loved us first when we didn't even know what love was. He loved us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We give him praise. We thank him. We thank him for this day, this very moment, this opportunity, for the breath that we're breathing, for the eyes that we have. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, for the emotions that we share every day, all during the day. It's all about him. It has never been about us. Hallelujah. Yes, we just thank him. We thank him. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this minute. Thanking you, God, for this opportunity that you have given us, God. That we can come before your presence and exalt you, oh God. To lift you up, Master. Oh, to thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just pray for the sick, oh God, the sick all around us, oh God. We pray for them, God. We pray for families who are losing children, oh God. Oh, Master, all over the land, losing their children. Master, we lift families up right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the families that are grieving, God, that their hearts are broken, Master. We lift them up right now to you, God. Oh, Master, we ask you to hold them, oh, God. Hold them in your hands, oh, God. Oh, let them know that you are just a prayer away. All they have to do is call on you. All they have to do is just say, Jesus, touch their hearts, God. We know that it's heavily laden. Oh, God. Oh, Master, be merciful. Be merciful to them, oh, God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. And we lift up all our listeners, oh God. All the listeners, God. We lift up Blog Talk Radio too, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever they need, Master, we ask that you touch them, oh God, in a mighty way. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. And we thank you, God. We thank you again for Jesus. Oh, yes, our elder brother, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh, God. We thank you, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you. Psalms 84 and 11. And it says, for the Lord God, he is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Nothing. Nothing will he hold back. Nothing will he prevent you from getting. Nothing. For those who desire to walk in his way, walk in his will, walk holy before the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A life is worthy. It's worth more than a Visa card. A life is worth more than a discount to reduce the cost of an item. A life is very valuable. Do you hear me? A life. A living being. Someone that's breathing. Their life more. There is no price that we can actually pay for a life. A life is valuable. It's very valuable. Yes. And we should instill that in our kids as young as we can, as early as we can. We should instill it. We should talk to them about valuing a life. Yes. You can't just go and purchase a life. You can't just go buy it anywhere. A life is very valuable. We must remember that. Turn with me quickly to Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 28 and through 31. That's Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31. And a life is worth more than a Visa card. A life is worth more than a discount to purchase something. A life has a value that money cannot buy. Listen to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that we have been doing a comparison to God with our automobiles. Yes, with our cars. We have been showing comparisons in many different ways, in many different forms, in many different traffic stops and tickets and speedings and cruise control. We have been showing the comparison of the love of God. Huh? Yeah. This is what we've been doing. So here we see in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 through 31, it says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard that the Lord is the everlasting God?" Hallelujah. "He's the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He guides strength. He gives strength, I'm sorry. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a word, huh? What a word. Have you ever taken the time, just to learn more about our Lord? Just decide within your heart, within your mind, within the beings that you have, that I want to know more about this Jesus. I want to know more about this man that they're always talking about. Let me go and find out, who is he? Who is this that they always run into and want to go see what he's doing? I want to go run to him and ask him for this and ask him, who is that? Have you ever taken the time to go find out? Mm-hmm. Have you ever decided that you want to learn more about God? Uh-huh. God, the creator of all mankind. Mm-hmm. He is a God that even in your broken down state, listen to me good, you're broken down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the word tonight, broken down. In your broken down state, mm-hmm. Or even a little tired while we wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mainly in the broken down state, in your brokenness. Yeah. Yeah, you ever had to wait on the tow truck to come? You ever had to sit on the side of the road waiting on the truck to come because you were broken down? Mm-hmm. This particular vehicle is no longer in operation. Now it's getting ready to get into toe motions, huh? Mm-hmm. But listen to this. But he chose. God chose us. He chose us to give us. He gives us strength while we're weary. He gives us strength while we're sitting there and we're broken down and we're waiting to be told. While we're waiting to be reeled in. Oh, glory to God. He gives us strength. Mm-hmm. Right there at that time, in that brokenness. Yeah, we're broken down. We can't move. They turn the key and nothing happens. So nothing happens. But he takes the time to increase. Look at that. He increases our power. Mm-hmm. Though we are weak. At that very moment, glory to God, that we're very weak. We're at our lowest point where the power comes. God, nobody else could do this. God will send the power. He'll either send somebody there, pull you on the side, to help you lock your car up and take you on down to the service station where you can get a tow truck. Oh, what a mighty God in your brokenness. Yes, in that brokenness state that we find ourselves in. With our broken vehicle. Yeah. Right at that moment when we feel so weary. Mm-hmm. We feel weary and we feel weak and we feel so undone. We feel wretched, huh? Wretched and undone. Yeah. We feel wretched and undone. We feel hopeless. We feel like, where are you, God? Where are you? Oh, God, where are you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at that very moment. At that very point of weakness, look, it's not just older people or just elderly folks who grow weary. But this scripture just told us that young men, yeah, young men, they grow weary too. Hello, anybody listening to me? They grow weary. Yeah. They grow wretched. They grow discouraged. Listen to me. We all may be broken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all may be broken by the highway of life, on the highway of life. We all have experienced this. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, he comes. Oh, he'll send someone to you. He'll send someone who pass by and see that you're sitting there and that you're broken. He'll send someone while you're in your brokenness. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. I can remember when I was locked out the car. Couldn't get in. Had a key. But the key was on the inside. It was on the inside. It wasn't with me. And I was in my brokenness because the vehicle would not move. Glory to God. And the enemy came to me. He came quickly. And he said to me, where is your God? Where is he? Where is the God that you talk about all the time? Where is he? I want to let you know that the enemy will come. You will be tested. Oh, yeah. And so when the enemy came to me and he challenged me and asked me, where was my God? I had a song in my heart. Glory to God. I had a song in my heart that only the angels could sing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just as I was singing that song with in warfare with that enemy, God sent this nice man and said to me, ma'am, I know you're not locked out. I had to laugh. I threw my head back and laughed because why did I do that? I knew that was God. I knew God had sent them because God knew my faith was strong and I believed that God was going to deliver me. Yeah. Yes. Brokenness. Broken down. Sitting on the highway. Can't move. Huh? Glory to God. Our God is able. Our God is able. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with starting your day off, inviting God in, asking the Holy Spirit, come and be with you. Come and ride with me, God. Come and drive me where I need to go. Oh, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with inviting him in. Oh, yes. So he could be your keeper. So he could be your sustainer. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is going to come. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's not coming. He will come. We all will be tested at one point or another. Yeah. Yeah. But a place where we could get, a place where we can get hit from behind. You know, you can be hit from behind. You can be sidewise. You can be hit to the side. Yeah, and then you could even have a head-on collision. Think about it. Yeah. Yeah, you could have that. But if you have hopefully means to trust God and rely on not the stumbling, the stumbles, not to rely on the stumbles that's going to come, not to rely on the stumbling blocks, but to rely on the God who is the creator of everything that we touch, that we see, that we breathe. He is the sustainer, glory to God, of heaven and earth. Yeah, he's our keeper. He's the way maker. When it seemed that there is no way, glory to God, all we have to do is be quiet. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, he's an almighty God. Oh, I just need to tell you that. He's an almighty God. Hallelujah. When men say it can't be done, are you listening to me? We serve an almighty God who says, it's time, my sister. It's time, my brother, to rise up. Huh? Glory to God. He will come and rescue us. Yeah, he's going to rescue us in that broken state. He's going to rescue you. Yes, even in the state of brokenness, he will come. He will come, and he's going to meet us. He's going to meet us right there, right where we are. He's going to meet us right in that situation. Hallelujah. And he's going to show up. He's going to show up. Glory to God. Why? Because he said he would never leave us. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And we stand on that word. We hold that word in our hearts. We hold it. Hold on to that and trust him. No matter what it look like. No matter what the enemy does, we stand on that word. We call him. We say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. We call his name. Jesus. Hallelujah. And he going to show up in that brokenness, in that state of weariness. Yeah, in that state of doubt, young men, old men, he will come. Hallelujah. Then once he comes, he will soar. That's what it says. He's going to soar us as wings on an eagle. Huh? Hallelujah. We're going to rise up. We're going to rise above that situation. Yeah, because there's a brighter day. There's a brighter day. There's a brighter moment. There's a brighter opportunity. Hallelujah. That's on the way. It's right here. It's right here. He will allow us to have the ability to run. To run good. To keep the great, the energy, the engine. He's going to have that engine. He's going to make sure that the engine is sound and that it's checked and that it's ready to go. Hallelujah. And if it becomes necessary, we could walk. We could actually walk. We could actually walk to reduce. We could reduce our speed, and he will allow us to cruise on down the road. Anybody listen to me? This is the God that we're talking about. He has the ability. Yeah. Feel weak, when we feel broken, when we feel down, when we feel hopeless, when we feel that this is the end, this I'm hanging on the rope. God. Oh, yes, God, in our faith, in our walking faith, he will come and he will touch us. Oh, yes, his Holy Spirit. touch us in a mighty way. In a mighty way. Yeah. Feeling rest and fresh. Just like a new earl change. And a fresh and all clear filter. Just think about it. A earl change. You know what an earl change does? A earl change actually allows the motor, the pistons that's in the motor, to move freely. When the earl is thick, it becomes thick and gushy, and it's hard for the motor to work. Yeah. But when we get the earl change, when it's changed, think about it. When he renewed our mind, oh, we could think clearer. Clarity came, and we saw life totally different, didn't we? We saw it differently. We didn't see it the old way. It wasn't stuck in the gut. It wasn't stuck. We could see clear now. We could think clear. Our hearts would change. Glory to God. We had a new heart. Glory to God. And this is how God will come. In our state of brokenness, when we're broken down on the side of the highway, when we're broken down in life's journey, when we can't see our way through. Hallelujah. When the enemy is trying to talk to us and make us feel that we are nothing. Where is your God? The same way he told Elijah, he'll come to you and he'll say, where your God? Where is he? But you just hold fast. Hallelujah. Hold fast. Knowing that your God is ever present. Hallelujah. Where is he? He's in you. He is in you. He dwells in us. Hallelujah. We give him praise tonight. Glory to God. Oh, yes, what a mighty God we serve. Yeah. Yeah, this is why the angels bow. This is why the angels bow before him. Because he's so adored. Oh, he's omnipotent. Nobody can compare to him. Have you ever taken the time to want to know more about this Jesus? More about the God that we talk about? The more about the God that I'm talking about? To spend time with him. Just to spend some quality time and get to know him. Yeah. Know that he could be your friend. All the trouble. He could be your friend. A friend who sticks closer than a brother. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said he would never leave you. And that you could hold on to that word because the word is true. That he's not a man that he would come and lie to you and just tell you anything he think you want to hear. But if he said he would do it, hallelujah, he's going to do just what he said. This is the God. This is the God that we serve. This is the God, yeah, yeah, who created the heaven and created the earth. This is the God who went to Calvary's cross for us. Hallelujah. This is the God who said that he wished that no man would perish. But he said that he wished that every man would come unto repentance. Hallelujah. So you too can come unto repentance. You too can come and learn more about this God that I'm talking about. You too can have a Savior. You too can have a Redeemer. You too can walk in victory. You can live a victorious life in him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Just have trust. Just believe the God that whom he say he is. Hallelujah. Yeah. That he's God all by itself. Hallelujah. No matter what men say. Yeah. He's God. He's the omnipotent one. He created this earth. Yeah. He's the one who gave us the air that we're breathing this day. He has the ability to raise us up, and he has the ability to cause us to lay down. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh, he's the lover of my soul. He's the captain of my ship. Hallelujah. I lay down and I thank him. I get up and I thank him because he's omnipotent. He's almighty. Yes, I thank him. I thank him for this very opportunity that he has allowed me to come and share with you how he has grace and he has mercy for all of us. They're new every day. Every day he gives us new mercies. He gives us first and second chances to make it right. Glory to God. Nobody else can do that. Nobody has the ability to do that. Only God. Yeah. Only God. So in Isaiah 40 and 28 and 31, where it says, do you not know? There's a question mark there. But you should say, yes, I know. Yes, I have spent time. I have heard about him to have a relationship with him. I'm his child. He called me friend. Yeah, he called me friend. Glory to God. When I'm in trouble, he comes. He comes to my rescue when I'm broken down. He comes and redeems me. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody rock me when I'm weary. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give him praise tonight. He's a mighty God. And he desires all our adorations, all of them. We should always give him praise. We should always find a praise for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a praise tonight. There is a praise, I say, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Is there a bum in Gilead? Yes, there is. There is. Oh, he's our Redeemer. He's our hope when we feel hopeless. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Yeah. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent, I said. He's everywhere at the same time. Glory to God. Yeah. Look at the families who are losing family members all over the land. We should be praying for them. We should be seeking God, asking God, what can we do? What can we do, God? What can we do? Not just looking at it and saying it's another story, I don't want to hear that. We should be going before our Lord and asking him, what can we do, God? Show me what can I do. There's something I can do. Show me what I can do. Even in my brokenness, God will come. He will come. It's surrender to him. And he'll come. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God, because we know that your word is true. We ask, Master, right now in the name of Jesus, even as we are broken, oh God, we ask that you come and redeem us. Bring us to a safe place, a place, oh God, where we could learn more about you. In Jesus' name we pray. We look forward to having you back with us on Sunday evening with God Favorite Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. And, of course, back here with us next Friday. Yeah, we serve a true and a living God. He's faithful to us, so we should be faithful to him. Glory to God. He is a mighty God. He's the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Even though we see so much going on, yeah, God is still present. He's with us, even in the broken states. Jesus' name, amen.